afternoon, Senator Enwar, Representative McCarthy-Vatti, and distinguished members of the Public Health Committee. I appreciate the committee's indulgence in granting me 5 minutes as an appropriate accommodation. I'm Sarah Price Hancock, here to testify in regards to Senate Bill 898. I'm a nationally certified rehabilitation counselor and former professor of clinical psychiatric rehabilitation at San Diego State University. I've researched electroconvulsive therapy's immediate and long-term outcomes for more than a decade. I live with long-term consequences of chronic electrical trauma. I have a progressive form of acquired sensory-based motor dysfunction, presently diagnosed as my neural disorder. That's why I use this speech-generating device and a tilt recline, power wheelchair. I'm dependent on caregivers to help me complete activities of daily living. I have a history of ECT. While receiving ECT, I began having problems with balance, coordination, and spoke with a lisp when tired. In 2017, these symptoms quickly grew worse. The trauma nurse learned of my ECT history and advised me to research delayed, diffuse electrical injury, first identified in 1906. In 2007, the United States Congressional Hearing on Gulf War Syndrome recommended creating an ECT patient registry specifically to enable understanding why our nation's veterans have doubled the rate of ALS, because roughly one-third of people with ALS have a history of electrical injury. The registry was not created. So in 2022, after examining 20 years of Medicare data, researchers discovered people with a history of just 10 ECT treatments have more than double the risk of developing ALS before age 65. That risk triples after age 65. Two American manufacturers make Connecticut ECT devices, Mecta and Somatics. Both face multiple pending lawsuits for causing permanent brain damage. In 2021, Mecta lost its product liability insurance. Court documents in the Somatics cases reveal the FDA only has one unpublished safety test on record. In the study, inventors gave a single treatment to two dogs and compared their behavior. Oddly, they concluded it is safe to give multiple treatments to humans because both dogs acted the same after a single treatment. As a human, my life is more complex than barking and tail wagging. Last year, the Journal of ECT acknowledged acute slowing of heart rate and heart attack are common in ECT because pulsing nearly an ampere current through the trigeminal nerve for up to 8 seconds triggers the trigeminal cardiac reflex. 1 in 50 patients have major cardiac events during ECT. 1 in 93 patients die within 30 days. The leading cause of death is cardiac failure. Purposefully stimulating the trigeminal cardiac nerve is against medical ethics. ECT device current is fixed without any clinical or scientific rationale. ECT is unwitting in human experimentation. For these reasons, I oppose SB 898. It's the patient and their loved ones, not the doctor, who lives with and must pay for ECT's long-term consequences. Connecticut's Senate Committee on Public Health should seriously consider suspending ECT to examine the ethics of purposefully stimulating the trigeminal cardiac reflex. Choosing to vote in favor of eliminating probate court barriers increases the risk of overprescribing an unregulated medical treatment for which Medicare and Medicaid reimburse in perpetuity at greater rates now, without proper documentation, than previous years, with proper documentation. Is it any wonder hospitals want to remove barriers to shock treatment? Thank you for this opportunity to share real-world evidence on the long-term consequences of electroconvulsive therapy. Please vote no on Senate Bill 898. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your testimony. And my first question is actually, if you need more time and you want to add something, you're welcome to do so.
The use of anesthetic and paralytic requires using a device 4 to 6 times more powerful than what was used previously. Without requiring doctors to monitor carbon dioxide levels, each patient risks a repetitive anoxic brain injury, which cannot be seen on standard brain scans. We all understand the risks of repetitive traumatic brain injury. Please help us.
Thank you so much for your testimony. Truly appreciate it. Seeing no other question or comment, we will move to our next person on our list.